Today's topic, we are looking at our muscular system. It consists of 650 muscles. This aids in our movement, as well as the blood flow and bodily functions. There are three different types of muscle. The skeletal muscle, this is connected to the bone and helps our voluntary movements when we want to walk. The smooth muscle, which is found inside our organs, helps us move substances throughout the organs, as well as our cardiac muscle, which is found in the heart, and that helps us pump our blood. Now, do we have traditional medicines that are going to help us maintain that optimal level within our muscular structure? Yes, we do. Are there better foods to eat that are going to boost our muscular structure? Yes, there are. So we're going to look at all the healthy ways to keep ourselves at top shape, optimal living with our ancestors' teachings. We'll look at some of the common health complaints involved in the musculoskeletal system. Anywhere from arthritis to osteoporosis, joint pain, back pain, chronic diseases, syndromes, fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, our acute injuries like sprained ankles or pulled back muscles, even pulled deltoids. It's not always about your back. Could be hamstring pull, could be a torn tendon. That is all kind of soft muscular related. 7 tips to having a healthy muscular structure would be getting out and exercising. Make sure you're using proper body techniques. Nutrients. Yoga. Excellent advice for keeping your muscular structure in order. Anything that works your muscles, because you want to keep yourself healthy. If you sit around, you lay on the sofa a lot, your muscles are going to deteriorate. Your muscular structure deteriorates. That's not going to hold your skeletal structure very well, and you're going to end up twisting a knee easier, spraining an ankle, even maybe breaking an ankle. So it's really important for your muscular structure to stay strong. And part of that is by continually moving. And how our ancestors continually moved was they went out and hunted. They were fishing. They were gathering wood and herbs, gathering supplies for the winter. They were also making their own clothing. Everything. You know, we have it so easy today. And we've lost that ability to take care of ourselves, self-sustained out there in the woods with our ancestors and our teachings. So here we are learning it again. We're at the muscular structure, and what we want to do is keep them strong. So yoga is one of the healthiest things. Now, I'm not all for stand on your head, put your arms towards your feet. However they want to do it, go ahead. My yoga is I just lay down and I stretch. You lay down and you stretch. You roll around and you stretch. That's my yoga. The benefit of yoga is it's going to be healthy for your muscles, your bones, and your connective tissue. Again, building that weight-bearing joint compressions. Also supports you emotionally and mentally, relieves stress, helps with relaxation, as well as boosting your nervous system by decreasing your anxieties, which in turn is going to decrease your muscle capacity to sit and hold yourself very tight with your shoulders up by your ears. You don't want to do that. You want to relax and let go. Exercise. Just get on out there. Do what you want to do. Go to a gym. Go for a walk. Go collect leaves in the woods. Walk down by the stream. Anything you like. Just get that exercise. Get those muscles moving. Get that cardiovascular moving. Massage is always really good. If you have any type of muscular problems, massage is the way to go. Sports massage, spa massage, relaxation, deep tissue. You decide what you would like, because you have a sprained knee. You're going to go in there, and what massage is going to do for your muscular structure is it's going to help repair the any torn damages that you have. And also, it's going to help repair your knee in a little bit faster circumference than you just letting it repair by itself. Rubbing and massage is what our ancestors did with broken bones and sprained ankles and such. And they also used our herbal remedies. Burdock root was fantastic for muscle pain as well as decreasing any bruising. We also had cedar and pine resin. Gosh, there's so much out there for our muscular structure. We've been stuck on turmeric a lot lately. Turmeric is excellent to increase your flexibility. It's great for anti-inflammatory and reducing the overall inflammation in your body, helping reduce chronic and acute pain. Nettle leaf, burdock root, and dandelion root are really rich in minerals, and they are going to help with your bones and your cartilage, as well as reducing any pain that you may have. Nutrients for a healthy musculoskeletal system. Vitamin D3. This is going to lower our risk for osteoporosis. Magnesium, calcium, all excellent. Foods, vegetables, green leafy vegetables. Calcium is great through our dairy products. Stinging nettle, like we had mentioned before, is excellent. Do you remember when they used to say, ice your foot, elevate it, when you'd sprain it? Times always change and we always look at things. I was never big on icing. I always thought that hurt me more than helped me. Even to this day, I'm not a big icer. I actually will ice a little. Just a little, though. Just off and on, just because they told me to. Try to keep down some inflammation. But what I like is I like the blood flowing through all the tissues and really making sure that everything is cleansed and properly moving and it's okay. So what we like to do is we like to just kind of lift, if you sprained your ankle, lift your foot, stay off it, have it elevated. Let the blood flow. Maybe start putting some herbal remedies on there that are going to decrease the bruising and help fight the inflammation rather than just freezing it. Yeah, like with the ice, a few minutes on, a few minutes off if you're going to do it. Okay, so witch hazel. Witch hazel is potent property. It tightens and tones tissues and it's going to help keep the area drained and less discolored when you get a sprain or bruise. Comfrey salve is excellent for muscles. It's going to help relieve some pain and inflammation as well as the bruising. Cayenne pepper, green tea, mullein flower. Anti-inflammatories. These are all anti-inflammatories. A chilled black tea. St. John's wort. Also, lavender is very great for muscle. Goldenrod, great for muscle. Bear oil, great for muscle. Echinacea, great for muscle problems as well. So that is it with our muscular structure. And there's just a lot of herbs out there, but one of the best things to do is exercise and keep your nutrients up to par.